This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible for frontline workers to shave their beards because of the need to wear protective masks? This is all about the nature of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. It's incredibly infectious, and it's the risk of getting through masks, which are what we would normally would wear, surgical masks, which don't have, are not sealed to one's face. The risk of it getting through and being and infecting one's respiratory tract is high, and therefore we need a complete seal. These FFP3 or N95 masks, which is our specific forms of PPE, personal protective equipment, has now become a major issue. And those who are on the front line, from doctors and nurses, from males, they need a skin which is hairless, because the seal is not perfect, and you can actually continue to get infected through it. Now, let's not make it out that infection is only happening through the nose and through the mouth. That's, of course, why we need our eyes covered as well, the visors and goggles, but that doesn't require you to affect any Islamic ruling. And of course, in principle, it is impermissible, according to the vast majority of scholars, for a male to remove his beard. Just in general, of course, a beard defines a man. It's his honor. It's what identifies a man, and we love him for it. The lack of a beard in a woman is what identifies her, and we love them for it, and too right as well. And so it's a major thing to ask a man to get rid of his beard and have an effeminate look, let alone the Islamic ruling. So one has to exhaust every other possible alternative. And there are actually alternatives out there, but they're not very easily available. There are some skins, like lycra, like a balaclava, that can create a very tight suction to the face, upon which you can put a normal mask, and it gives a virtually the same effect. The problem with that, they're incredibly suffocating. You can't work with that for a long period of time, and it's not a clinically safe product from an infection control point of view. There are other very effective systems, which are complete hoods that have their own respiratory system, seal properly, don't require you to have to do anything with your beard, but they have battery issues, and there's a huge cost issue, and their availability issues too. And I do not believe that one is obligated to have to go to that much hassle in order to avoid the standard available health system that are providing them, when they do provide them, PPE that they give, such as an FFP3 mask. And so, because of the necessity, and a note here, in Islamic law, it is permissible for the usually impermissible things to be relaxed slightly, temporarily, according to the situation at hand, in order to lift the necessity, to fulfill the need that is of urgency at that moment. And so therefore, I believe it is permissible for our frontline working males to shave whatever is required of their beard, to have a fit tested, professionally, properly, safe PPE applied for the time period that is required, until the industry catches up, our tools become better, vaccinations become more available, and we understand the disease more. But in this short term in front of us, I believe it is permissible because of the need, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.